Joe Swift, describe what the corner of Snowsfields and Western Street looked like before you and Dame Zandra Rhodes got stuck in.
Before, it was grim. Not a plant in sight, really, and Greenwood Theatre itself was a dark brown brick and a very harsh-looking building. So not an inviting space, not somewhere you would definitely want to go, and once you went there, you wouldn't want to stay there very long.
And you and Dame Zandra Rhodes have been involved in creating the pocket park that people see here now. What did you each bring to the creation of the park?
Well, I've never collaborated before with anybody on a design. I usually do my own thing. But I brought the structure and Zandra brought the colours. I would have painted it magnolia or something really dull, but she's got her pink and blue and bright yellowy orange colour, which completely transforms the building. And so I then had to respond to that with the plants that I chose and the colours of the flowers. You can't then suddenly put lots and lots of white stuff in. So it was really exciting. So it was sort of toing and froing between the two of us. But she brought the colour really, and I brought the design and the planting.
And in terms of the planting, what will people see at the moment, and how will that evolve through the seasons?
Well, at the moment there's loads of tulips, which is great. It was a school's project, kids' project, to come plant loads of bulbs in the autumn. And there's lots of spring flowering plants as well, things like begonias that are also sort of pinky magenta colours, and things like the perennial wallflower, which is, there's a lovely mauve colour, which is just coming into flower now. So it's pretty bright and colourful out there, but as the season progresses, there's plenty more to come. There's things like salvias, there's lots of sort of textural plants, like thymes, and lots of scents as well, things like jasmine, and a lot of the trees are scented. So the idea is to really, it becomes sort of full experience. I mean, and scent, I think, is really important, and there's a lot of winter scent here too. So in the middle of winter, as you're walking past, it might be some sort of evergreen plants. It's hard to get a lot of colour in the winter, but there will be strong shots of scent, and you'll think, oh, where's that come from? That beautiful jasmine scent in the middle of the winter. So hopefully it will just get better and better, because there's also a lot of the walls have got climbers on them, and within a year or two they'll just be completely draped in climbers, so it'll get quite jungly at the same time, and then you've got some strong autumn colours. So I've had a scope to really, really get a lot of interest throughout the year.
And how do you hope people will respond to the garden?
I hope they like it. I hope it really brightens up their day. I just want people to walk past and think, that's great, really enjoy that, and also connect with plants in the middle of London, in central London, but quality horticulture, where someone can see that someone's designed some plants and put plants together quite interestingly, bright colours. And also there's lots of seating areas here too, so there's some in sun, there's some in shade, and I hope that people come and have their lunch here, have a cup of coffee, but just feel that they're in amongst the garden rather than sitting on the street.